Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
We all know cats are intelligent. Felix Cat Insurance was able to secretly record two cats on a hidden microphone. Let's listen in.
Did you hear the one about the three dogs at the park?
That's old, like four lives ago. But did you hear about the new pet insurance just for cats from felixcatinsurance.com?
Of course. What do I look like, a dog?
When you're coughing up a furball. Yes. Listen, Felix Cat Insurance plans start at under $1 per day and are as unique as you and me. They call it whisker-to-tail protection.
Even furballs?
Even that. Remember the last time you had a furball? I made a TikTok. It went viral.
Oh, well, that's good. Wait, you're on social media?
There you have it. Felix Cat Insurance. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. FelixCatInsurance.com. Get it? Meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit FelixCatInsurance.com/terms.
I felt like this song so accurately describes sports fans. It's so true. We are fickle. One day we love our teams. We're on top of the world because they give us joy, euphoria, wind beneath our wings, like Dan Campbell says, sort of. But the next day, your starting quarterback is gone for the season and you're dejected and depressed and devastated.
You're back in the dumpers again.
Actually, a listener wrote on our Facebook page this week in response to the news about Deshaun Watson that the Browns are back in the dumpers again. Well, maybe, just maybe, you could say that. I don't want to put the entire AFC North in the dumpers because that's not fair. But you can look at the week that this was supposed to be for the AFC North on the field, going back to last Sunday and running through this coming Sunday. An 8-day stretch where you have the Ravens hosting the Browns, and we now know a 14-point fourth quarter comeback by Cleveland, engineered by one Deshaun Watson, the offensive line, the run game. But certainly that defense, the Greg Newsom pick six, it was glorious. The high point of the season for the Cleveland Browns. Only to then find out 2 days later that Deshaun Watson was lost for the season because of a broken bone in his shoulder. And if you missed my conversation with Mary Kay Cabot, the longtime Cleveland Browns insider, she's seen everything with the Browns. She said they were all stunned. There was no whisper of it. The word did not get out. Even the group that is so closely connected to this team and has been covering them for a long time, they were thrown for a loop because there was no hint or leak of this news about Deshaun. The most anybody thought was happening was an MRI on his sprained ankle and then this bombshell. So you go from the highest of highs for the Browns to the lowest of lows. Now, do they stay there? No. And again, check out the conversation with Mary Kay. It's on our podcast. That link will be posted right after the show is done on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and also on our Facebook page. And what she said is they had a couple of hours, maybe even a full day, to absorb the shock of the whole thing. And now they're back to, hey, we're right in the thick of it in the AFC. But think about the roller coaster ride. We're talking about, you're hot, then you're cold. You're yes, then you're no. You're in, then you're out. You're up, then you're down. I mean, that's sports, especially in the NFL and definitely for the Cleveland Browns. Elsewhere in the AFC North, you have the Ravens who are on top of the world thinking they're about to get their eighth win against a division opponent that's got a winning record, only to find out, oh, wait a minute, this trend is all too familiar. You know, the Ravens have coughed up more double-digit leads in the fourth quarter in the last year and a half than any other team in the NFL? We remember this was a trend for them last year, and it came back to rear its ugly head and bite him in the rear. Two rears. Rear the verb and rear the noun. I know. I'm the only one that finds myself amusing. Maybe Dan Campbell would. He might find me amusing as well. So the Ravens, too, go from high, high to low, low. And then has to turn around and get back on the field Thursday night. And here's a microcosm of the high, high. They score on their opening drive. Gus Edwards gets into the end zone from 4 yards out, only to then lose their star tight end. And unfortunately, and we'll skip to the synopsis with John Harbaugh before we talk about the game, from the opening drive, an injury that is serious.
Unfortunately, on the negative side, Mark Andrews has a very serious ankle injury. It looks like a season-ending injury. So our prayers will be with Mark. Nobody cares more about the team and being there for the guys than Mark Andrews. So it's going to be hard for him, but we're going to be there for him all the way.
Very tough, bro. That's the guy who I, entered the league with. You know, we've been bread and butter, peanut butter and jelly, whatever you want to call it. But that's very tough because that's my boy. That's like receiver one sometimes, And for him to go out first quarter, and he's been having a remarkable year. One touchdown away from a record, I think. That's tough, man. But we gotta somehow do it without him. We got Likely, we got Charlie, we got guys who are gonna step up, but it's tough.
Agreed. So they score on their opening drive. After losing that game against the Browns, they get back on the field against the Bengals. They're excited. Gus Edwards gets into the end zone. He's a touchdown machine, only to find out that Mark Andrews is limping to the locker room and then later that he's gone for the season. Just as a side note, it's definitely a down year for tight ends. Mark Andrews is among the best, but he's leads the league with 6 touchdowns. That's the most for any tight end in the league this season. So yeah, it's definitely a down year for that position. Though he is that security blanket, that safety outlet, for Lamar Jackson in a similar fashion like you might expect with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Bread and butter, peanut butter and jelly, whatever you want to call it.
I do love PB&J. I do love a good PB&J. Every now and then on a night when I don't feel like cooking, oh yeah, give me some PB&J. Now the debate could rage about what type of J. I'm not going to mess with you about what type of PB, but I'll mess with you on what type of J.
PB is a big deal, though, too, I will say.
Well, see, but I'm set on my PB. Yeah. So, yeah.
Should I ask which one?
I go with all natural creamy every time.
Does it matter what brand or?
Usually Smucker's, but it doesn't have to be Smucker's. But it's got to be all natural creamy.
See, I like creamy's fine, but I like the...
It's fine. Totally fine.
I like the chunky with the peanuts. Super chunky, if you can find it.
Super chunky?
Super skiffy. Super chunk.
Okay, but that's not all natural.
Oh, definitely not.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Yeah, well, see, I don't negotiate on all natural peanut butter, but I will go back and forth on the J if you want.
Strawberry?
No. I'll go grape. I'll go raspberry, but I like blackberry. I do like boysenberry if you've never had it.
Interesting.
It's delicious. Yeah, I'll even do some pear or some apricot.
Exotic.
But I will not do strawberry.
No strawberry?
Nah. I don't even like strawberry the fruit, really.
Yeah. Eh.
Oh my gosh.
Sounds good.
When Bob suggested strawberry cupcakes for the wedding,
oh no.
I thought, over my dead body, you may marry somebody else. I didn't say that, of course. All right, back to the Ravens and the Bengals. So you go from the highest of highs there to the lowest of lows in the span of one drive. That's rough. And the Bengals take the lead. An 82-yard drive orchestrated by Joe Burrow, but they end up with Joe Mixon. That's where I got that from. Joe to Joe. So there you go. They're in the lead on the road in Baltimore, only to then watch their quarterback try to throw on the sidelines and realize he can't even cock his arm. He leaves the field early. Oh, talk about a roller coaster. In comes Jake Browning, And while you saw him complete his first pass, that's great. Yay. Yay for Jake. It's not Joe Burrow. And furthermore, the longer you leave the ball in the hands of the Ravens, the tougher it becomes. And so this game really did turn in a 2.5 minute stretch to end the first half.
Bengals are trying to get a guy off the field late. It'll be third down and 6. They do. 2.5 to play first half. Jackson from the shotgun throws to the middle of the field. It's deflected, and it's picked out of the air by Aguilar. He's running to his left, breaks the tackle to the 15, near side to the 5, and he does a somersault into the end zone. 37-yard tip and catch. Jermaine Pratt tipped it for the Bengals, but Aguilar was in the right place at the right time. Touchdown, Baltimore.
Third down and 8 from the Bengal 11. Jackson takes the snap. Pocket collapsing. He escapes. Runs to the left. Fires to the end zone. Touchdown, Rashad Bateman. His first of the year, and the Ravens extend their lead.
First, you hear the Westwood One call with Tom McCarthy, and then Jerry Sandusky again on Ravens radio. So, yeah, they speed it up. They pick up the pace. Couple of touchdowns within 2.5 minutes to end the half. And that last one was an 80-yard drive in just over a minute. So there's your turning point. They lead 21-10 at the break. And that would have been enough because the Ravens defense is able to limit Jake Browning and the Bengals offense. They really only end up with one more touchdown. So, for the Ravens, they go from high to low to high and then back down when they find out about Mark Andrews after the game. The defense was great. 5 sacks of the 2 Bengals QBs. They don't even give up 300 yards of offense. That's what they needed coming out of that loss to the Browns. Do not cough up another double-digit fourth quarter lead. So this time they were able to secure the victory. And yeah, it's exciting. It's great, except, and they swept the season series against the Bengals, except it comes with a price.
Credit to God and glory to God. We appreciate the opportunity to playing a game like this and for the opportunity to be victorious. And also want to give credit to the fans. Our fans were really great. I mean, our fans were loud. They had to take delay games. They had a tough time communicating out there. They couldn't get lined up numerous times as a result of the crowd noise. I mean, our fans were there. It was fun. It was a great environment to be in. The stadium people that put the stadium together and all the fireworks and lights and everything else and darkness. It was really just an amazing night. It was just a fun night in Baltimore. So our team played exceptionally well, and I'm proud of them for finding a way to win this game, play their best football.
Darkness referring to the fact that it was night, not the sexy black uniforms. That's what Lamar Jackson called them, the sexy uniforms they were wearing under the lights, the black. They did look snazzy. The game is re-airing on NFL Network, and I just saw a shot of Joe Burrow in the third quarter. He's sitting on the bench by himself with the knit cap on, so not a helmet, the knit cap on. He is wearing headphones, so he's listening. His wrist is wrapped, and the look on his face speaks volumes, volumes. He doesn't have to say a word, and he didn't speak after the game because he was injured, so he doesn't have to. But it reminds me of the Super Bowl in Houston when the Atlanta Falcons had coughed up their 28-3 lead. Sorry, Atlanta. And after the Patriots won in overtime, I quickly left my seat. I was about the 6th level of the stadium, just above the Patriots bench. And as I was walking the concourse to get down to the media area, Kyle Shanahan walks by me. Now, remember, he was the offensive coordinator of the Falcons that year and was working with Matt Ryan. The look on his face, he didn't need to say one word. It's one of those times when a facial expression says more than a word ever could. I'll never forget the look on his face, ever. The devastation, the dejection, the shock of what the hell just happened. All of the what ifs, no doubt, churning through his mind, trying to process and yet not being able to because you can't believe how it got away from you. Did that just happen for the first time in Super Bowl history? So all of these emotions I saw in 3 seconds on Kyle Shanahan's face. Well, that was Joe Burrow, just seeing him on the TV broadcast. The frustration, no doubt some anger, disappointment. He just got healthy after the calf injury And now he's got what they are calling a sprained wrist. So he did not speak, but his teammates spoke about him and about that moment. And yeah, for Joe Bixon, oh my gosh, Joe Bixon as in Joe, the Bengals running back Bixon. For Joe Mixon, Ja'Marr Chase, I mean, these are guys that rely on Joe to keep them moving forward.
It's definitely tough, especially the caliber of players, you know, the caliber of player of those guys. And, you know, we just got to figure out a way to, you know, pretty much pick up where everybody's leaving off. And I know we have the guys in this here locker room. They all made it the right things. I mean, that's why they're here. And I feel like, you know, just got to figure out a way to get everybody on the same schedule, on the same wave, and, you know, pick up where they left off. You just got to, I guess at this point, next man up. And I know, you know, coaches and our players got nothing but confidence in whoever is going to step in whatever role.
Not something I was expecting. Didn't know he had any problems or anything. So it was just tough seeing that happen during a game like that. But hope you get well. Most luck for him.
I'm not happy that those guys get injured. You know, I don't want to see nobody in the league get injured, and especially a season-ending injury, because those guys got to feed their family just like I do. You know, and those guys are quarterbacks as well, even though we're going against each other, division rivals, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I don't want to see nobody go down with a season-ending injury. You know, pray God on that side. You know, they keep God first at all times, and hopefully those guys have a safe and speedy recovery.
So even Lamar inside the AFC North watching two of his counterparts go down with injuries. Now let's hope that Joe Burrow's is not season ending. That would really suck. But it sucked anyway because we were all excited about this AFC North clash. And without Joe Burrow, it's just not the same. Jake Browning did fine. He even led them on a touchdown drive. But come on, this is one of the best defenses in the league. They already had a 21-10 lead, and he's not going to lead them back more than likely. So yeah, it stinks. This week for the AFC North took on a decidedly different tone. And now you think about Steelers and Browns, which is one of our candidates for Game of the Week. The poll is up on Twitter and Facebook. You think about that matchup and the Steelers offense still a work in progress. They're better when they run the ball. And, you know, let's just be fair. The Steelers aren't going to put up a ton of points because they don't play games like that. That's just not who they are. Their defense keeps it really close most of the time. And the offense, while it does do just enough often, how many single score games? Every single one of their wins this year has come by a single score. So 8 points or fewer. That's just who they are. It's part of their identity. And actually, it's part of the Steelers' identity for most of the time that Mike Tomlin has been their head coach.
It's a fight. It always is a fight.
Perfect. So you knew it was going to be a knockdown dragout because both the Browns and the Steelers have physical defenses that are attempting to make the other offense scuffle, look ugly, have to scrap and fight and scratch and claw. Well, now you've got Dorian Thompson-Robinson as your starting quarterback, and I'm not telling you he can't go out there and have a game. Of course he can. You don't get to the NFL if you aren't capable, as a quarterback especially, if you aren't capable of lighting it up. But it's not the same. Oh, and think about the veterans on the Steelers' defense side of the ball. Not just T.J. Watt. Alex Highsmith. Cam Hayward has returned. I mean, I'm cringing for
him. We want them to be fat and sassy and spoiled.
I'm not sure that's appropriate there, but whatever. We like Mike Tomlin any way we can get him. Yeah. He's got a near perfect record against rookie quarterbacks. It's like Bill Belichick and rookie quarterbacks. Oh, gosh. Maybe watch this game with my hand over my eyes and through a crack in my fingers.
That was catastrophic, really.
Do you think that he wants DTR, not DVR, DTR to urinate down his leg? Do you think that's what he's hoping for?
I don't think he'd mind that, yeah.
Oh, gosh. So, yes, this week, these 8 days that were so critical, so crucial for the AFC North on the field turned into a crucial stretch for the AFC North actually off the field on the injury report, which is not how we want to settle the division title. But the Ravens are still on top. They do rebound with a big win, and now they are 8-3. So most wins in the AFC and tied with the Eagles for most wins in football. on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, too. Let's see if we can do a Week 11 preview through the eyes of the offense. We did the defense last hour. How about a little QB news to whet your appetite on this Friday? Good morning to you. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.
Get the best workout with the best-kept secret in fitness. Hydro, the state-of-the-art at-home rower. Hydro engages 86% of your muscles, delivering the ultimate full-body workout in just 20 minutes. From advanced to beginner, Hydro has over 4,000 classes that are shot all over the world and are taught by Olympians and world-class athletes. For a 30-day risk-free trial with free standard shipping, go to Hydro.com and use code FIT500 to save up to $500. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT500.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Murray back to throw, and it is it tossed? Oh my goodness, it's caught! DeAndre Hopkins caught it!
Back from under center, steps back, throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp's got it! Touchdown, LA!
Burrow back to throw, looking, firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
got it!
Yeah.
Touchdown! Joe Burrow and the Bengals!
Mahomes fires for the end zone, caught! Touchdown, Kansas City!
Hand off to Eckler again. No, Herbert keeps it. End zone, touchdown, Chargers! Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap. Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five. Into the end zone, touchdown, Buffalo! Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
Our QB news, but to be equitable, we also looked at week 11 through the eyes of the defense. Going back to last hour, you can always grab the podcast. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. Happy Friday to y'all. Happy holiday week. Are you taking off the entire Thanksgiving week? Maybe you should. There's an idea. There's no rest for the weary in the NFL. And this week for the Buffalo Bills at 5-5, they've got to find their footing and quickly. And they're going to do it with a new offensive coordinator because, you know, it was all Ken Dorsey's fault. Joe Brady, he takes over as the interim, now promoted on Tuesday.
I haven't had a lot of time to really process it all. Just kind of
just taking it one day at a time, you know, just worrying about practice right now. It's been a short week, but, you know, I'm excited for the opportunity. We got a lot of games left right here and just finding a way to get this one. So not really focusing on, okay, kind of the, you know, everything that's kind of happening right now, just trying to say, hey, what do we got to do for practice today? And I'll kind of think about whatever we got right after that.
It's not like he and Ken Dorsey weren't working together. They were. He was the quarterback's coach. And so he does recognize that Ken bore the brunt and Ken became the sacrificial lamb. But this was a joint effort.
I'm not here to speak about any of his play calling, whatever, you know, as the quarterback coach. You know, if results didn't happen, which they clearly didn't, you know, I'm part of the reason for that and to blame.
We're looking forward to get out there and playing Buffalo Bills football, the football that we know we can play. And I got a lot of faith in the guys in this room. I got a lot of faith in Joe. I got a lot of faith in myself. So we got to go out there and put together our best ball.
Plenty of real estate left in the NFL season, but the AFC is stacked and they just can't afford to cough away any more games or possible wins with turnovers. If they do nothing else but cut the turnovers in half, limit the turnovers, they're second in the NFL in turnovers, behind the Browns, actually. They've got 18 of them. You cut those in half the rest of the way, and you're already ahead of the game. So the Bills against the Jets this weekend. Zach Wilson, do you think he'll make one or two good passes, and Robert Saleh will point out to us how much he's improving?
Everybody has their 111th that they're doing to try and figure out how he can be better, and overall, it comes down to we just need to be better more. We just need to be better more all the way around the board. And we need to stop with the self-inflicted wounds, obviously. We've said that a million times. And, you know, we just need to be better. That's all it comes down to.
Same thing. Zach Wilson, if you turn the ball over in the first, second, and third quarters, okay. How about just don't turn it over on the potential game-winning drive each week, and you're already ahead of the game? So, yeah, you've got, this is not in our game of the week poll, but you've got Jets at the Bills. And it's important for both those teams for obvious reasons, whether we're talking AFC East or we're just talking the AFC as a whole. Hey, don't look now. Even though the Broncos are below 500, they are one of the hottest teams in the NFL. That sounds weird to say. Russell Wilson credits the new regime for this forward momentum.
I think the coaches really get us prepared. You know, you guys see our Friday and Saturday practices and the intensity, the detail that Coach Payton has us all on, and it's great to be a part of.
Broncos are 4-5. If they can extend this win streak, they'd be back to 500. I feel like it's been decades since they've been back to 500. 8 years since they've been back to 500. So the Broncos this weekend on Sunday Night Football against the Minnesota Vikings, which is, by the way, the hottest team in the NFL right now. 5 straight wins. That's why the game is part of the After Hours Game of the Week poll. I don't know how many votes it's getting, but it's in there. It's in there! Staying in the AFC West, Aiden O'Connell, rookie quarterback for the Raiders. It definitely behooves him to develop a relationship with Davante Adams.
Devontae's an easy guy to talk to. He's, you know, down to earth and you know, I obviously watched him a lot growing up, so it's cool to, like he said, form that friendship a little bit. You know, I got to make fun of him a little bit, and, you know, he's obviously a very good player, so I guess my job is to bring him back down to earth a couple times, even if that's not my job. But, no, he's just a great guy. He's, you know, one of the early guys to welcome me in and make me feel welcome here, and so he's been a huge part of my development.
I would say rookies are supposed to carry their bags, not make fun of the veteran wide receivers who just happen to be the best in the game. Huh. Interesting. Have you seen Devontae with a sledgehammer? Because I have, on that whole secret celebrity renovation. He's killer with that thing. Raiders on the road at the Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa doesn't care about your stats. He doesn't care about if you think his haircut looks like Drake. No, he only cares about one thing.
Brother, I just want to help our team win the Super Bowl. I think that would be the greatest deal. When everything's said and done, no one can take that away from you.
Brother, that's all I care about. I love Tua. I think this new and improved Tua Tagovailoa in 2023 he's rock solid. And I love the leadership, but I also love that he's taking care of his business so he can stay on the field for his team, and that he's got the main thing.
That looked like money.
Jacksonville Jaguars got shellacked last week by the San Francisco 49ers. They managed a measly 3 points. Trevor Lawrence was ticked. He used the word sucked. Now they have to get back on the field against the Titans. How do you know it's going to be different?
We've played clean enough. We found ways to win, but this Sunday kind of was just a disaster. So we got to kind of look at, all right, what did we do? What did we maybe do wrong? Was our focus not there? You know, I thought we had great energy. I thought we were ready to play. It certainly felt like that throughout the team. So I don't think it was guys not ready to play, but maybe there was just, you know, a lapse of focus from collectively from the whole team on Sunday. So I think that's something where, you know, we gotta focus on the details. You have to carry that to game day. This is a game. This is a mental game. It's all details, and you know, that's how you win the game.
It is true. You cannot have a mental lapse. You cannot have any kind of a lapse. There's so little margin for error in the NFL. Titans at the bottom of the AFC South, 3-6, looking up at the Jaguars, who still do have the lead in that South division, trying to defend their title. Skipping to the NFC East, we saw the potential of the Cowboys last week. We see the potential of the Cowboys in this last kind of 3-4 games or so. They could have beaten the Eagles. They did not. Dak says, really, it's up to them how game day goes.
Right now, we know who we are. It's about continuing to build on that, building some of the success that we've had, both sides of the ball, playing complementary football, and really just, as I've said over and over, trying to put our best version of ourselves out there each week and just getting ready to peak when it's need to be done.
400 yards, 5 touchdowns in the span of 3 quarters. Micah Parsons labels his QB the MVP. Of course, he then talked about C.J. Stroud as the MVP, so I'm not sure. Make up your mind, Micah. Definitely a budding broadcaster. For the Dallas Cowboys, when they're in that zone, that Dak connection, obviously with CeeDee Lamb, is thriving. And if they can run the ball with Tony Pollard and a couple of others, if they can do that and play the ball control plus air it out, they're formidable. On the road at Carolina, I fear for Bryce Young. Not personally for his safety, but just for his stats.
Laugh now, cry later.
It could be a really tough week. Oh, dear. So DTR against the Steelers defense, a rookie there, and then rookie Bryce Young against the Cowboys defense. That could be rough. Jared Goff is short and sweet, and, hey, they like to run the ball, too, and he's safe behind that O-line.
Hey. Ton of confidence in those guys, I think. 2 weeks in a row now, no sacks is pretty impressive.
Yeah, as much as you may not think Jared Goff is an elite quarterback, A, he's above average. He's a dark horse MVP candidate. B, if DTR doesn't get touched in the pocket for 2 weeks, he's going to pick apart a defense as well. Did you see how much time Lamar Jackson had to throw on Thursday night? It was crazy. And so if you give Jared Goff that kind of time with the receivers he's got, watch out. The Lions host the Bears this weekend. That should be fun. Justin Fields is expected to return for Chicago. Finally, Brock Purdy. He knows how important it is to have an intact offensive line. Plus, Deebo Samuel back making moves.
They've been huge pieces, you know, the last couple years for this offense. Guys that we could all look to in terms of, you know, creating the energy, the spark. Honestly, even like before the game, you know, Trent is the one that breaks us all down before we go out to the field, and you know, when he's not playing, he doesn't do it. So even just having that kind of aspect and energy, like, he's a huge piece to this culture, man. And then Deebo as well, obviously being able to get him the ball, make plays, you know, feed off his energy and his swagger that he plays with. You know, they've had so much success and helped build this place to what it is now over the past couple years.
Are we still worried about Brock Purdy or nah? Or is it gnaw? Wait, which one is it? Gnaw or nah? Jay, what's the cool version?
Gnaw.
Gnaw?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
Okay, why did I ask you? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. We are not cool around here. There's so much more we could get to, but let's be honest. Monday night is the game of the week. Eagles, Chiefs. It's not just Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts, but they are getting the yeoman share of the attention. And oh yeah, it's only the 9th Super Bowl rematch in NFL history.
They're really good. I mean, at the end of the day, that's the main thing. They have a lot of the same players, and they've added some more talent. D-line's special, one of the best D-lines I think I've ever seen. Just waves of guys that can come in and play, mixture of veterans and young guys. The DBs, two great DBs at cornerback position, adding Bayard and a Blankenship at the safety position, and then linebackers, guys that have played and been in the league for a little bit now. So they have a good defense in general. I mean, obviously a great team, but a good defense in general at all aspects. And so for us, it'll be a great challenge.
He leads his team very well, and they've always had a great thing going. Just the level of consistency that they've been able to play, and not only play but win. He's always done a great job, everything he's been able to do over his career. Have a lot of respect for that. And, you know, it'll be a battle.
It's interesting to hear younger quarterbacks talk about Patrick Mahomes, like Jalen Hurts, who's, what, 3 years into the league? 4 years into the league now? I mean, still, most of them can look up to Patrick Mahomes because half the league is under 24 or something like that at the quarterback position. Now Pat is considered the wizened, grizzled veteran with all the hardware he's got and the experience. There's just no shortcut to experience, and he is the standard for the NFL now, considering the number of veteran QBs who've retired or who are not playing this season because of injury, like Aaron Rodgers, like Kirk Cousins, two of those guys going down. That's tough. Matthew Stafford's been hurt, though. He is expected to return this weekend as well. Just want to clarify before you yell at me, and I did say it, but I need to just put a qualifier on it. It's only the 9th Super Bowl rematch, .. the year after, right? So you can't do a Super Bowl rematch of 2008 in 2020. That's not even a rematch, but I just want to clarify. It's only the 9th time that the two teams that played in the Super Bowl in January, February, are then meeting again the following season.
Let's go!
Oh. Do you think he sounds like a goat in one of those? Or no, he still sounds like Cookie Monster.
No!
Sounds like he's trying to scare a bear. You know when you're in the woods, you're hiking, and you come across not a grizzly, obviously. Grizzlies are a different story. But a black bear or a brown bear, and you're supposed to make a lot of noise.
I think that would scare a bear.
You think? Scares me. All right, coming up, we've got MVPs. Not in football, it's too early, but in baseball and also college football this weekend. I was thrown for a loop by the Big Ten / Michigan decision. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop and save 40% site-wide plus doorbuster deals at Blinds.com's Black Friday early access sale happening now. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Commuting to work again? Welcome back. Just breathe and remember, you got this. And the all-new Hyundai Kona is there to help. Class-leading interior space means you can stretch out. Intuitive tech like remote smart parking assist makes parking stress-free. And complimentary BlueLink Plus allows you to set the climate controls remotely. Learn more about the all-new Kona and your best commute ever at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
After Hours Podcast.
Joe Hay lifts a high fly ball. It's carrying deep out in his center, and that ball is out of here. It lands in the Angels' bullpen. Ohtani has just hit home run number 42 of the season, and right out of the blocks in the first inning tonight, it's showtime.
How long before he runs? He's going now. Ozzie takes the pitch. The throw down, not in time.
And that's 70.
Number 70 right there, folks. He's trying to dig that base out. He wants it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On the Angels and Braves radio networks. We've got ourselves MVPs, and now awards season, SZN, is officially done. Do you know something? This blows me away. If I had gone back and looked, I would have seen it, but I didn't. And I was reading and came across this revelation. The Angels own 5 of the last 10 AL MVP awards. Do you know the last time they made the playoffs? The number of managers that they have generated and churned through there, the number of free agent signings they've made that haven't worked out, the number of different players who put on the Angels uniform in the last decade. They have not made the playoffs since 2014. It will be 10 years, or it is 10 years now, but it'll be 10 years moving forward into this next season. And yet, 5 of the last 10 years, they've had the MVP in Mike Trout or Shohei Ohtani. That is crazy. It's done them not a bit of good. Just to reiterate the point that these are team sports. It's nice to get individual hardware, but what? And yeah, for Shohei Ohtani, considering the fact that he was a revelation again this season, he was the unicorn, if you will. It's pretty amazing for him to go MVP, lose to Aaron Judge, back to MVP.
Obviously, I wanted to win it last year, but, I mean, Judge had a spectacular season, and he, undeservedly so, he won it. So I wanted to come back and stronger and try to win it this year. And I know my rivals, Semien, Seager, he had great seasons, and congrats to them for winning the World Series. I think it was awesome. But I wanted to, my goal was to try to come out on top, and I guess this kind of pays off for all my hard work.
That's through his interpreter, obviously. But yeah, congratulations to Shohei. And how is he doing since he's got the elbow injury?
As far as the rehab, it's going really great so far, going really well. I feel like it's feels a lot better and faster than the first time I had the surgery. But at the same time, I can't rush. I need to take everything slow and take all the right steps. So my plan is to come back strong next year.
Love that. Now, he won't be pitching in 2024, but that won't stop teams from throwing money at him, maybe even printing their own. Or, you know what? Print money with Shohei's face on it. There you go. That's the way to lure him. As for Ronald Acuna, also through an interpreter, but it's a special interpreter, Pedro Martinez, as he won the NL MVP.
He says he's extremely excited. He's having a hard time explaining it, but that he's really privileged to be in the clubhouse with his family present, his teammates, and everything else that's going on. He's extremely happy and privileged to have this opportunity right along with them.
Yeah, Venezuelan-born player who's now an MVP in Major League Baseball. And I was a little surprised by the voting, just the unanimous nature of it, yeah. But they are two very deserving candidates, of course. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Hola. Sports Radio. Oh, I love Pedro. One of my favorite baseball players of all time. Also, baseball news, the next hurdle for the Raiders to move to Raiders. Did I say Raiders? I'm already going there. The next hurdle for the A's to join the Raiders in Vegas has been cleared, and so they are marching forward. Baseball owners have approved that, which is not a surprise at all. All right, we are leaving a couple minutes here at the top of the hour for what? Who's got home field advantage this weekend in our NCAA football preview sponsored by Fairfield by Marriott? Fairfield by Marriott is the official hotel partner of the NCAA with over 1,000 locations around the country. You'll always have the home field advantage. Visit fairfield.marriott.com to book your stay. The Georgia Bulldogs, they're back in front. two-time defending champion. They're on top of the college football playoff rankings for the first time this season, right? They've been trailing Ohio State, but they leapfrogged them after a couple of big wins over Ole Miss last week, of course, 52-17. But now they hit the road, so this is a big deal. The Bulldogs have already clinched the SEC East and a spot in the SEC championship game. But if they want to have that top seed in the college football playoff, they can't trip up here against the Tennessee Volunteers, who are a ranked team. And kind of cool that Georgia could become the first team to post three straight 8-0 conference records in SEC history. Georgia is also 28-4 on the road, but Tennessee's won 14 straight at home. So something's got to give. I like it. It's fun. You get closer and closer to the end, and you know that any little slip up, you stub your toe, and it can cost you a whole lot because there's less time to be able to amend or make amends for those mistakes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, but what you can't find are photos of what's under my shed. I saved the story for last. Are you ready? They knocked the shed over. I'll elaborate on the story next week, but they knocked the shed over in my backyard, and there are holes from underneath the shed that are burrowed into the ground. So the family of woodchucks was, in fact, living under there. They're gone now. They're not anywhere to be found. But you know what else is under there? Debris, trash from animals that are making nests. What? Seriously? Stop digging. I don't know where they're getting the trash from. It's not from my yard.
That's rude of them.
But seriously, that's why I can't show you pictures, because there's plastic bags, there's scraps of paper, there's a bunch of pine cones. Animals. I guess they were using pine cones to make nests. So it's clear that they were making nests under there, these woodchucks. And they're also, apparently, they're hoarders. And then there was a big, giant hole underneath the frame of the shed under the ground. So I got some work to do. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Sunday night. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat. When one of the guests is found dead, Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
This holiday season, give concert and comedy tickets to their favorite artists. Choose from thousands of the hottest upcoming shows, plus other great gifts for every fan on your list, like VIP packages, artist merch, gift cards, and more. You can also ask for concert and comedy tickets with a Live Nation wish list. Just sign in, add your favorite shows, and share with friends and family. Get what you really want this year. And gift the unforgettable at LiveNation.com/gifts. That's LiveNation.com/gifts.
Basketball season is finally back, and BetQL is ready to help you win more consistently this year. BetQL is an absolute game changer if you're looking to find trends to help you win. Make smarter bets on spreads, totals, player props, and more. BetQL has already helped over 300,000 people with powerful analytics and community insights. Don't airball your opportunity this basketball season. Visit BetQL.com for their free daily analysis today. That's BetQL.com.